In serio, ho a nuovo insegno. A nuovo, why is that one of the Kinyoni Torah? As we find Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Aron Mikol Adam, and he's the one that was there to get the Torah. Har Sinai was the, whatever our understanding is, there was some Anivus there, and he got the Torah given on it, or he got the Torah given on it. So we see that Anov is a kli to get the Torah. The reason is, somebody's got Anov, he's willing to accept, to listen to other people. He doesn't feel that below his dignity to understand what another person is saying, therefore, that's why he's able to receive the Torah. And more than that, the Gemara says that why was the Hillel Zecha that the Torah was, that the Halacha is like him always, and Machlokes speaks with Nishamai, the Halacha is always like the Hillel.
No, I guess. Are we talking about
Zecha?
So
the Halacha is generally like the Hillel, it was like him yesterday as well, but the Halacha is generally like the Hillel, and the reason is because he was an Olam Mikol Olam. The Chidah says that he heard from, he had a Kabbalah from his rabbis, heard from his rabbis, heard from the Zakenim, heard from Arizal, that at the time when the Beit Yosef wrote this, the Sefer Beit Yosef was really, there were three other Gedolim in that Dor who were also fitting to have written such a Sefer. It was Nigzah from Shemayim, there needs to be a Likud, a Sikkum of the Olma Alochis. And there was three other Gedolim that were fitting then to have been Zohar to do it, but as niggas of Mishamayim that Beis Yosef, Beis of Karish should be the one to compile it, because he never ever writes Ein Derech L'Stafet Ignus HaPritik Derech Gevosi. He never writes derogatory about somebody who disputes him. Always has a certain cover to the other person, which comes from Anivus, and because of that, he was Zohar to be the one to compile the Beis Yosef. So that's Anova. And Simcha is the next one, the eighth Perek in Yonetura. Simcha is necessary for Torah. Torah cannot be learned through Atzus. Torah has to be learned. Simcha Kedesh and Yisoyim and Samchile. Torah has to be learned. Simcha, you'll notice a lot of people when they learn, they're singing. And there's a reason for it, because singing, it comes from Simcha, and Torah is only nikne through Simcha. It can't be like a miserable person when you're learning, it has to be as we have a Simcha. But Harav no, we daven that it should be sweet to us. And why? Because the Torah only sticks to a person if it is Mitzvah Simcha. The Iglital in his Agdama to Iglital, right, that people make a mistake, they think that Torah is meant to, you're not meant to enjoy it. If you enjoy it, it's like Nitzvah. If you enjoy your learning, in Shalei Lishma, you should try and force yourself to learn, even if you don't enjoy it. It's a mistake. Torah has to be Bisimcha, because if you have it Bisimcha, then it's Nivla, Bidomcha. And that's how, the only way you are in it. So those are the two Kinyanim which today we're going to try and work on. A bit more Anivus, and a bit of Simcha. So my job in Anivus today is to say that I made a big bad mistake in Pshat, in the Rish, which we'll see in a second what it was. So let's start. We were doing the Rish yesterday. We learned the Machlekes Tesis and the Rav. Tesis says that the reason why Rav Yehuda said you first do Kiddush and then Mitzvah and Muslim is because otherwise you wouldn't be able to drink your Kiddush otherwise. And the Ram says the reason is because this is how you that's the code word of the Rosh Vamiyah, maybe the Goyim of making me bench is the Kiddush, and that we have to do Kiddush first. Right? The Goyim, why I'm benching now is because of the Kiddush. Never have to do the Kiddush first. So let's see the Rish. I'll try and write this one out. So the Rish says, he quotes the Gemara. This was on Daf. So he quotes the Gemara verbatim, which is his derech. The derech of the Rif is to quote the Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara is very big, very large, and the Rif wanted to show us which parts of the Gemara is Negel Halacha. Right? And you see through the history, so you get smaller and smaller and smaller. It was a Gemara first, and then you have the Rif telling you which parts to focus on for halacha, and then you have the Beis Yosef telling you, sifting through that, and telling you the Torah, sorry, telling you which parts of that to sift, to negate halacha, and then you have Shulchan Aruch, even the actual Shulchan Aruch is even more mitzvah, telling us what halacha l'maisa is negate. And now, Baruch Hashem, there's lots of liquid time to be marketed, but that's the idea. So says the Riff quotes the Gemara. So he's got the gift that he first made Kiddush. This Gemara of this writer, Tanur Rabbanon, is not again halacha already. It's already been pushed aside because we pass Dama Yehuda Shmuel, because we pass Nei Shmuel. Ein halacha like Yehuda, but like Yehuda, Elo. For it's mapo mekadesh, you cover over your food and you make kiddush. And if so, it's never negea anymore. This discussion, what to do if in the middle of the meal suddenly it becomes Shabbos, should you stop Birchas Hamazon and then Kiddush, or should you do Kiddush for Birchas Hamazon? It says irrelevant, because we paskin, you make Kiddush and then bench afterwards. Stop. But says there is, I did bring it in my sefer, because it is negeam. Mi rafa gavti tchilo. Gomrina mi no, it's still negeam for this. Okay, chet the gomer says to say you, when you finish your meal, mekame the kodesh yoimo. If you finish your meal just before being a shosh, finish your meal. Now listen to this, Rafi, because I made a mistake translation. By the Moshe Yadayu, and by the time they washed their hands, Moshe Yadayu means to wash their hands. You want Sanhedrin. By the Moshe Yadayu, by the time they washed their hands, Kodesh Yoimo, they made Kiddush, it became Shabbos. So they finished their meal, they washed their hands, my Machoidim, and they dressed, so it's ready night. Now what do you do? What do you do now? Do you make kids first or do you make them also first? So again, I'm a flakers of you, then I'm going to see. So the reason why I've told you this halacha about Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi is because in the case when they ate their meal and finished it just before Ben Yisrael, by the time they did Maim Achorinim, there is already night, so now they have a shayla. What do you do now? Do you bench first or do you kiddush first?
Just has no problem with going right to
Mekadam
Mazoni.
He
doesn't need
to cry. Says there is. Do you know what you do now? You mevachin on Mekadmin on mevachin on Birchas Hamazon al Kaisishay. He first the Birchas Hamazon. Last kachim Mekadishayim al Kaisheni. Kerev Yosi.
But he's going to
like Kerev Yosi and not Abuza. So why did I bring this machlekes of Abuza and Abuza? So tell us, because we know we pass my Abuza. So tell us this halacha. The halacha is Abuza is Negea. I'll say when's Abuza Negea. We pass like Shmuel. Abuza is Negea sometime. You know when? If you finish your meal just before Ben Hashanah, and by the time you did my Achrinim, because early night, you have to first do Birchas Hamazon and then you do Kiddush, which is like Shittas Abuza.
Would
Shmuel
have agreed to that in this particular case?
Shmuel would agree to it, so Mela, that's what you do. Come to Abuza, what would you do?
You have to change gears and now
do Kiddush. You do Kiddush first. I want to do that question. Very good. What are you saying?
Speak out your question.
Yeah, but what have you to do if you're in the middle of a meal and Shabbos comes in? So you have to do Kiddush first. That's what the priest is telling. So what do I do? The reason holds to the clear. He said he first do Kiddush. Right? We saw two reasons why he first made Kiddush. Either because he can't drink the wine of the Bishop Modern, or because what was going me to make Bishop Modern is the Kiddush. So Mela he do Kiddush first. So he said he do Kiddush first. So come to Yudah, he do Kiddush first. So come to Yudah, he do Kiddush first.
Why Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda. But isn't it straightforward? He asked the question, so that's the question I wanted to hear. But
now, what's there?
What was, why?
Why do you want to hear?
Why can't the man do Kiddush?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Who's going to give it a no? It's not Shabbat day, it's very Christian's meal, so Shabbat day causes a Christian's meal.
Let's speak it out. Kum to Tiflis, of course, Kum to Abudah, you'd have to make Kiddush first. Because Abudah holds that you're not allowed to drink once Shabbos comes in, it's off the feet. So maybe you wouldn't be able to drink the best of them all. So you have to make Kiddush first. I think you're going to agree, he says, no, you finish off your meal. Included in finishing off your meal is making his benching. And you can drink the wine. And then afterwards you'll make Kiddush. So according to basis, I understand this very well. Right? But the Ram told us a different reason. The Ram told us the reason why you come to Abudah, you make Kiddush first is because why are you stopping, why are you breaking, why are you benching the Chalal? You're benching the Chalal because Shabbos came in. Ah, so that's the reason you have to do Kiddush first. Is that a Ger here?
No.
Is that Svar in a Ger here? The Svar of the Ram in a Ger here. I know, in this case, I already washed my machreinim because I finished my, I was benching because I finished my meal. So it wasn't really Shabbos causing me to bench.
He didn't wash it,
you
didn't go back here. He did.
Right. Now
he did. And now even if you want to change your mind, you can be not able to because
very good. That's how I understand. Let me just see. Originally, I was taught, and I thought the Rif holds like this. It's very hard to smack to say that, because the Ran is a peerage on the Rif, and the Ran is the Ran. And the Ran told us, and the reason is because Shabbos is causing you to bench. So it made me rethink. And I think like Rabbi Yossi is saying, the Maisa, if at this stage, he would want to continue eating. Let's say he would want to continue eating. Let's say he even did line up for him and he would want to continue eating. So, some say also to continue eating. But some say it's only also to continue eating without Brocha Rishenah. But you could make a Brocha Rishenah, make a Maitzing carrot, can eating. Right, we'll see the Rosh in a minute. Right? So, there are a lot, and that's how the Rosh passes. You can just make a new Maitzing. So why am I benching? Certainly if I haven't done my machreinim yet, but even, why am I benching? Why am I benching now?
You finished the meal.
So, if I now want to change my mind and eat, can I now eat? Comes to a view that you're not allowed to eat anymore. You cannot eat anymore. So the Kiddush is forcing you to bench and not allowing you to change your mind. So Mela, even according to the Ram, if Yehuda would tell me first you have to be the modern, first you do Kiddush and then Bechel the modern. First you do Kiddush because Kiddush is telling me there's no other option now. Only Bechel the modern. You can't change your mind and say, okay, you know, I'll eat now and make Bechel the modern later. No. There's no Eitzah. You have to do Bechel the modern now. So since you have to do Bechel the modern now, so Mela, you do Kiddush first.
Why does he say you have to do Bechel the modern first? I don't know why he doesn't necessitate you to do Kiddush first, but why the Tehillah on doing Bechel the modern first?
First of all, come to the Rashbam we saw, it's not a Kedah.
Right, but according to Rebbe, but here he says that Dak you do.
It's in the Rift Masma that if you actually hold, then you've got a Chiyuv to make Bessel Mogul first.
Right.
Right. So Banamoy understands, Banamoy says that if you actually hold, you have to do Bessel Mogul first because that was the first Chiyuv that you had.
That came earlier?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why he understands all. Some say Todim, saying a Todim. There's different reasons for it. Okay.
He said the rush is the reason that it has the opinion that you can continue eating if you're okay. What about the opinion that you can't eat? Once you go to change, you can't. How would we get out of the fact that you can do Kiddush before the kind of Muslim rush? And now you're going to do Kiddush and drink wine? And you just said, the opinion that says, once I've done my own rush, that's it, I got a bench. How
would
that allow Rabbi
Luda's
opinion of
Rabbi? Right, that's a very good aura of you. If you hold, which we haven't hold, but if Yossi would be correct that you're not at ease at all, then you're whichever way you turn, you're doing something wrong. Right? Now you have to weigh up which one is more. But the Maitre, we're not ordinary Rosh, and it says you can eat afterwards. you can make your most. I didn't say no one, but I hear you are. But we're going to pick one reason and we're going to try and work it out. According to Yehuda, right? Yeah.
So why don't you just say you work for the Shabbos meal instead of basing up, and make one basing for the Sukkot?
Because if you're the holds that it has to be the beginning of the meal for Shabbos, you can't continue a meal for Shabbos. The base holds you can continue a meal for Shabbos. If you're the holds, not that. If you're the holds, you have to.
Because you ended that meal, because you're not eating more, and it's making no more, so you broke it.
No.
Why did you
ending a meal is by Birchus Hamazon. Otherwise, it's all one big meal. Right?
So it seems to me like a breaking that you don't need.
Not a contributor. But a contributor I need to make into two meals, it's a benching that I need. Contributor, you have to be right. Right.
If you're not full, you're still very, very hungry.
No.
So you let me drop the power?
Not a contributor. The contributor says I need to break up the meal. So this is a modern is necessity. So maybe it's not broth, it's not broth same people. Right? Right, well. Okay, let's see now the Rosh. The Rosh takes the risk to task. The Rosh asks a very strong question. Not the Rosh in Simon Zion. So he quotes the Rif until we reach this topic. We can read it through, but it's the Rosh generally just re-quotes the Rif. Right, you have that? No, I didn't print it. Oh, very good, okay. I didn't print it. Okay, fine. So we can stop reaching this topic. The might say he quotes the Rif until the end of the Rif. Reach this topic, first the answer, or reach this topic. Kazasophic, in Torah Lahaskin, shall Shabbos be little the most. Before he takes the Rif to task, in this case, when you're benching before you make chips, right? That's what the Rish told us to do. Do you say, we say in the song? It's already Shabbos. You finished eating before that. Before skiing. And now you did my machrein, last time you finished my machrein, it became kid, it became night. So what the halacha is said to you if you first put some other than kids? So, do you say it's same?
No.
No?
That was the idea of the right equity, yes, and according to Rabbi no. That's what I would guess.
Whoa.
Because Rabbi Yehuda says the reason that you're benching is because of Shabbos. Because of your Shabbos. According to Rabbi, you have no obligation to bench. You're eating the hetzer from chol. Happens to be, you're not eating. You're not eating, has nothing to do with Shabbos. And you never ate in Shabbos.
But,
that's what I would guess.
Very good, very nice.
But, I would say, so let's see, according to Rabbi Yossi, because he says that the continuous meal is the Shabbat, it converts to the Shabbat meal. Because the meal has to be, the fish has to be sunk to the tuna. And so if it transforms and morphs itself into a Shabbat meal, then you would say roast.
You're not eating anything on Shabbos. Not eating anything on Shabbos.
You're
not eating by skier. But not eat on Shabbos.
Fine.
But what do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. That's going to be a question. We'll see in a second. That's the second stage of the
Right.
Okay. So you're saying that even according to
Bermuda.
I'm not answering anything because the Rosh himself is going to tell us to stop.
The food is in his stomach.
Yes, it's topic. In Tzorach Lahavdil. In Tzorach Lahavdil, so Shabbos is the best of the moment. I'm going to stop with that. I forgot to be talking about this sefer. Even though it doesn't say sefer, but they're very busy. The sefer says clearly, in the words of a busy case, Vishim of Achal of Vichas Amozoin, or Mavkish of Shabbos of Vichas Amozoin, says clearly in the sefer. The human spirit say, in Vichas Amozoin, even though you haven't yet said Kiddush, that's not right, yeah. That's not a proof. Because we call Moki Mikan a Mema, Shani also, Shaochal Mishatesach. We're talking about then as the Tesser, he continues to eat after night. So you eat after night. That's why when you bench, we mention the same. Hilkar, Din, Shiyatka, Shoshabbat. So that makes sense, you should mention Shoshabbat. Avalocha, Shekhomal Sudotse Miboidoim. But here, where he was going, Mr. Dotse Miboidoim, he's finished his meal before night. Loi, maybe you don't make Brachas Amozoin. Oy Dilma. Or perhaps even Shekiddush Hayoyim, since it's already become Shabbos. Sorech Levorech Brachas Amozoin Shal Shabbos. You do have to make Brachas Amozoin of Shabbos, even if you haven't eaten now and you're benching because what you're eating in the weekday. You're benching because you're eating in the weekday, but you don't make. You do say Ritzay. Maybe you say Ritzay. You hear Sodom. The Maitan now is Shabbos. So Shabbos now, so you should say Ritzay. Who cares when you ask? And then the Rosh brings a tremendous riot. Midi Dehava. Just like Amisha Lois Palo Be'er Shabbos Mincha, somebody forgot to daven Mincha. So what do you do if you forgot to daven Mincha on a Friday? What do you do?
You do make daven
on Friday night. Two tefillahs. What tefillah do you do on Friday night? Do you do the weekday tefillah or the Shabbos tefillah? Shabbos tefillah. Even though it's the Shlumim, we do our davening is for Mincha. But it doesn't make a difference, because right now it's Shabbos. So if it's right now Shabbos, then do my Shabbos tefillah. So it sort of says there are, even though I didn't eat anything, and the reason why I'm benching is because of a weekday eating, but right now it's Shabbos, so you have to mention it today. And the Rosh concludes, that's the Aloch. That's what the Rosh says. The Aloch is, it goes where you are by the here and now, and not by what you ate.
When you're
not by when you're. Huh? So obviously that means you're saying, come to the Rosh, I'm not saying Shabbos, you will not say it. The mind that's for the Rosh Paskin. The Rosh Paskin just comes Shabbos time, you haven't eaten anything on Shabbos, it make your tea. A lot of the mice, we do not pass like this. We pass when you go to Balsar, when you eat. Right? So if you didn't eat anything after night, then you do not make the broth. But that's how the Rosh helps. So now let's get to when the Rosh takes the risk to task. In this case, where you didn't eat on Shabbat, you ate on Erev Shabbat, but you're going to make Kiddush after you benched. What are you going to do after that? Aren't you going to have to eat straight away because of Kiddush Mokim Suda? There's a lot, you need Kiddush Mokim Suda. So where's your Kiddush Mokim Suda? So you're going to have to eat anyway straight away after that. So why bench? Why bench? since you're going to have to eat straight after your kiddush, because you need kiddush mokim suda. So why bench bechla? Right. You hear the question? Right. Similar idea to that. Yeah. Yeah. Just like by Shmuel, we say you don't bench, or all the bench at the end. In this case as well, you hear him said the guy ate the weekday meal, came Shabbos, so we're going to say bench and make kiddush. But what about your kiddush mokum suda? So when's you going to be your kiddush mokum suda? You're going to eat again afterwards. So why bench? Just eat away. Just make kiddush, bench, and carry on later. Contributor, we understand. Contributor, you have to bring up a meal. Oh, so I'm hearing from the two ends of the business. I just say, a good time now, right? There was. What are you asking? The shit of the beauty is...
the end of the meal.
The shit of the beauty is that the kiddush you make at the end of the meal is also called kiddush mokum suda, because you ate and made kiddush. So if so, then what's Rosh Hashanah? What's Rosh Hashanah? Rosh says here, you're going to have to eat again afterwards because the kiddush mokum suda. Not true. You ate it. It was a kiddush mokum suda because the kiddush you make afterwards is called mokum suda. That's a good time.
Was the meal of the Shabbos?
And the answer is, says Ramadakai, Gimbaldik, I'm telling you, I'm already with it. The answer says Ramadakai, no, there's no Daina Bechram. In the case when you had the Shabbos meal and you make Kiddush at the end of it, you can call it Kiddush Mokim Suda. Because the Mokim Oinig, Shomtei Kriya, the praise of the Oinig Shabbos, you did the Kiddush. But here, it was a weekday meal. You stopped at night. You didn't eat afterwards. It's a weekday meal. So Mela, the Kiddush you make afterwards is not the Mokim Oinig. It's the Mokim of a weekday meal. So you're going to have to eat afterwards again. See if you're going to have to eat afterwards again. So then,
my bench,
just make kiddush
and continue,
and go right. Right, that's the sign of the Rosh. There's one nekuda which you could argue on this Rosh, and that is what Yossi mentioned right beforehand. Say, no, you're not allowed to eat anymore because you already did minus three. So it's Rosh there. Let's carry on. Then like that, Mekivin, the Tzorach Lecho, and to me, let's talk, it's really to me, Tachor, the Tzorach Lecho, Miyad, Dach HaKiddush, you're going to have to eat afterwards, Ali B'Dishmol, Dalai Kiddush Ere Mokum Suda. Because the Kiddush Shmol says, they need Kiddush Mokum Suda. The Suda Shachal, the Suda you had, Eina Moy Eles, does not help, Lahashiv, Kiddush Mokum Suda. Will not help to make Kiddush Mokum Suda, because it's a weekday meal. Since you anyway have to eat again, why do you have to do this? Just be praise Mapa and be Mekadesh. Afagav to Moshe Yadayu, even though you've already done my machoinim. Wait to the Meicha and not let's eat anymore. Hokai Melon, we paskin to Havlon Unavoich. If somebody says Havlon Unavoich, yeah, let's say Abayis Unavoich. Ein Storch Levoich Birch Zemozin. You do not need to make Birch Zemozin. The Sagi, the priest is Mabo, says cover the food. Vikidish, two kiddish again. Say Amoichi again, because you said Havlon Unavoich, you have to make Amoichi. Mamela, that's all you have to do. So why do we have to do a new Birch Zemozin? Why is the Rish telling us? You know, this halacha by Rabbi Yossi and Yehuda is Negev. When's it Negev? In the case when you pinch the meal by Enes Moshes, then you have to know what to do. Should you do Kiddush first, or should you do Birch Zemozin first? Says so if you have to do Birch Zemozin first. Hey, there was why? Don't do Birch Zemozin. You anyway have to eat afterwards. Since you anyway have to eat afterwards, so don't do Birch Zemozin, do Kiddush. Says they are.
All right.
Yeah. middle of a meal.
What?
You're in the middle of a meal. So.
You're in the middle of a meal, you finished the meal.
You lost my machine.
Yes, you stopped. You know you're not in the middle of a meal. Now, not 15
minutes until you finish the meal. It's not, because who says it's called you finished the meal? The Al-Kabay is taking the Kishayla, which is Nagia, I'm very round. I don't know, you make Ali Shabbos? Do you make Ali Shabbos? So, you make Ali Shabbos, and you come to benching. Do you do Kiddush first, before Beis HaMazon, or do you do Beis HaMazon first and then Kiddush? Sorry. Do you come to, do you say Krishma before Beis HaMazon, or do you say Beis HaMazon before Krishma?
I
remember
the...
Well, Beis HaMazon is... Krishma is more Toddy. Because it's more of a chiyuv. Krishma, you have an option to do. Krishma, you have. Huh? You got a mitzvah. You got two mitzvahs in front of you. You have Krishma and Berachas Mazon. Two mitzvahs in front of you. So you have to know which one to do. And what's the klal? Tzadik Shein and Tzadik Kodesh. Which one to do more often? Krishma. Krishma, you do more often. So you should do Krishma before Berachas Mazon.
It's a more chiyuv of a mitzvah.
Well, the person could eat a lot of meals and have more meals than Krishna.
No, but
you could do, yeah?
I mean, but two meals a day, he's on for a grid.
Yeah. But he didn't have to have those two meals a day. He just decided. He doesn't give a mile on top of Shema Tadim. But Krishna, you've got a chiyuv to do. Krishna, you've got a chiyuv to do twice a day. So Krishna is more Tadim. So what do? You do Krishna first, and you do Beis HaMazon first.
But according to this, you should do Krishna first.
According to your rule, you should do Krishna first. Right. Because that's according to your rule that you're saying that once you finish your meal, you now have a choice of what to do. I could tell you, no, you've only finished your meal once you bench. Till you bench, you're still in your meal. And if I'm still in my meal, I'd have a chiyuv kiddush. I'd have a chiyuv krishma, because I'm still in the meal. And the same would be here as well. If you're still in the meal, you don't need to say krishma now. Because you're still in the meal. Therefore, the sign is, do you bench or do you continue making kiddush in your baita? That's the sign. So says the Rosh, I don't understand the Rish. The Rish is telling me in this case, when you've done my machoinim, you have to bench, and then why? You're anyway going to eat straight away afterwards. So well, you might as well not bench, make kiddush, and make it and bench at the end. How are you going to tell me you're not allowed to eat because you've already done my machoinim? It's not true. You are allowed to eat, even if you've done my machoinim, you're allowed to eat. You have to make it in your mochi, but you're not obligated to bench. So Mela, it's not forbidden to eat. So Mela, why don't you do it like that?
The only difference is you won't say, let's say if you bench it now. What's the only difference?
Why shouldn't you make it say?
Right now, he was just getting Spanish money.
The Rosh said he did.
He didn't even eat the ring shema.
The Rosh said you make it. If it's a Shabbos.
1 second in, he would do it.
The Rosh said that.
What?
The Rosh said that he made it.
But he says nothing, right?
But she started to have views to continue with that circle.
Yeah.
But you made enough sukkah with a minor coin. Not, maybe not at the bench, because you're going to eat again, but you made enough sukkah enough that before you're going to make a new mosi.
Yeah.
Now this new meal is not starting the heter. The earlier meal was starting the heter because it started early. This now you're starting when you're really a shakkadish.
It's not a new meal. What's that locker? I'll say Sunday, in the middle of a meal, and you run out of bread. So you go out, so I call it, to buy bread. Do you make a new amoshi on that bread?
Nobody make it.
That's obvious, you do.
Yeah.
Why?
Shinamakam.
No, I stayed first.
That's
obvious, you do. Why? Because I definitely didn't have kavana to eat that bread.
Right.
I definitely, when I made my original amoshi, I didn't have kavana to eat that bread, because otherwise I would have bought it beforehand. So since it's like, I've got new bread, I have to make a new amoshi. But definitely the same meal.
If
you thought you had more bread and turns out you didn't, and you weren't nimble. But in a case where I know what I've got in my house, and I was planning obviously only to have 5 slices of bread, and then I say, you know what, it's so good I want more, So he definitely originally didn't plan that, because nobody would start a meal and then expect to go and buy from Makol in the middle. So therefore, in that case, it's a new bread. It's definitely the same meal. So it's a new amoitzi, but the same meal. So it's the same meal as well. As long as you haven't benched, it's the same meal. So it's a new amoitzi, because you weren't planning to eat it. It's the same meal, and therefore, you should be able to make kiddush. And carry on?
Carry on. Oh, yeah.
Good time, no? And the Rosh Hashanah, good time on the roof.
Didn't you phrase it originally that my McCoy was like, that you stop and you're not allowed to continue, and then he right away said, no, but we see only say out land that you're allowed to continue?
Yeah.
So it was a question initially, like it was a statement in the Tanbutter, and then he said, no, no, but we see that you're allowed to?
That's right.
How did it really happen in Havlan? Havlan is not my McCoy. Or
no, that's right.
But Havlan is my McCoy.
Havlan is even more than my McCoy.
It's Rabbi Shimon.
Havlan Havlan is managed to the last stage. He's saying, let's bench that.
Why did he make the initial statement of once you come on the room, you're not allowed to?
Because he's saying, you're only not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat without a mitzvah. The Gemara says, it's Islam and Mechel. You're not allowed to eat. The Shaila is, what does it mean you're not allowed to eat? You're not allowed to eat Bechlau, or you're not allowed to eat without making a new bracha. That's the Shaila, I have to learn that line. Islam and Mechel. It's definitely forbidden for you to eat. But what does it mean, forbidden for you to eat? Forbidden for you to eat, full stop. Like you originally understood, that you're not allowed to eat anything, or you should know that once you've stopped, you've decided not to continue, then you have to make a new bracha rishayna. So the bracha rishayna in the end would help for it. So it says to us that it's only a new bracha rishayna. The Israel of Mechel is only without bracha rishayna, but bracha rishayna you don't do. If so, pray the rosh, then why can't you just do that? So the answer there is, the Riff could answer like you're trying to say. The Riff could answer that, very nice, once you said Avon Avot, it's like a new meal. And then if it's like a new meal, so now you just have to make Kiddush first. Could be. Could learn that the Rosh, the regression you have, as long as it's all one meal, then you don't have to make Kiddush first. But you could learn, like you're saying, that once you make Avon Avot, it's true, you only have to make Amoiti, but it's like a new meal. You could learn like that. Another way that the Chayyim want to say, start in the Rosh, in the Rift, is they hold that it's forbidden to eat. Like Yossi originally learned. The Havlan, once you have it on the Havlan, it's forbidden to eat. It's clearly on the Rosh. It's forbidden for you to eat.
What's the source of the Rosh's statement that Havlan?
It's the Machlekes in Brochus, have to learn that. Machlekes in Shenim in Brochus. So that's the possibility. So then, if you learn like that, then the Met, we have Rafi's oil from beforehand, it's Manyan. So it's forbidden for me to eat. So I should make. So what do we say? You do Bechel Mazon first, and then. You do Bechel Mazon first, and then get the Shrad. So, what will you do with the case of the Bechel Mazon?
Right.
So the case of Bechel Mazon will be okay, because it's forbidden me to eat before Bechel Mazon. Say it about them to drink the wine, because they're basically all.
Did we have an earlier Gemara where there was a group meeting and there was an attendant, and they said, we're finished, and then they said, I'll bring more, and he says, excuse me, boys, what I learned was, and when you say you're finished, you can't just have someone else.
That means you can't join. You joining with us is called a new eating. And in order to come to dinner, you need to be, it wasn't what we learned together.
What's the few
things
before?
No. No, it's okay. It's not the service to be asked. Okay, let's not get carried away. There's an answer even if it comes to that. So that's the first time that he has on the wrist. The first time on the wrist is the Riff is telling me that you should do Bechel Mazon before Kiddush. The Kasha is, it's not true. You shouldn't do Bechel Mazon before Kiddush, because since you're going to have to eat again anyway afterwards, then you might as well just make Kiddush first. Then he quotes something else. It's not the Rosh, but Rishai Mitrani. Anyone know who that is? So did I miss out half a line? That is Mr. Aram. Vimu Seva, Mr. Apalai. Vimu Seva. Vimu Seva.
The last line on
Yeah, this answer.
Vimu Seva, yeah.
Where? Vimu Seva. Vimu Seva. And if the riff holds, Vimu Seva. Perhaps I can explain. You know what there is there that you should say kiddush. Because there is, you should bench and then say kiddush. Because there is kiddush makom suda. Because what you eat during the weekday can act for your kiddush makom suda. If that's what you hold like, now becomes a lo yisrael chay shabbos. Even there was no chay shabbos, lo yimistam beni tami. I don't agree with that thought. That doesn't make any sense. That right to say that weekday meal should act as your kiddush makom suda. That I don't understand. To me, that I'm not willing to accept that that could be a shatnari. Because he asked the shat.
You didn't use the shat. Here you're doing.
You didn't mind. You got that.
Because you didn't use. Especially that you have to have that. Not really related to the question of whether or not you're trying to.
Right, it could be after having that related. The problem is, a kiddush needs to be even more considered. Kiddush more considered means I have to, in the immediate vicinity of my kiddush, eat a Shabbos meal.
A meal? Why a Shabbos meal?
Because the cross of the Shabbos meal. The Mokum Oinig, Shanti Igir. The place where we have the Oinig Shabbos, that's where you make the kiddush.
According to Rav Yossi, you can have your Shabbos meal.
According to Rav Yossi, you have a Shabbos meal and then make kiddush. Why? Because it's also called together with your kiddush. Because you have your oinig and kiddush together. Because it doesn't make a difference whether your oinig is first or oinig is second. But as long as it's together, it's. And here, you're having a weekday meal. And then you're having kiddush. So where's your oinig shabbos? Yeah? So Mela says the Rif, this is the Rosh Adam standard. Then he brings another opinion, Rabbi Shaya Mitrani. Yes, so. Bimusavo, yeah? From there. Bimusavo, say that if he holds, if the Rif holds, the Chosef Kiddush Mokim Suda, and it's considered Kiddush Mokim Suda, Kimishaita Kriya Bimokim Oineg, since the Kriya, I mean the Kiddush, was in some place of Oineg, even though the oinig, that what you ate, wasn't the chay shabbos, that's also called oinig. Loi mistaber li taimei b'chay. So that doesn't make any sense to me. In that sense. It's possible to explain the rift. It's possible to resolve this question on the rift. What is this question? You're going to have to eat anyway afterwards. You say, no, you don't need to eat afterwards. Why? I need kids to walk in Suda. I had my Suda. My Suda was beforehand. The one I had during the week. So I had kids to walk in Suda. If that's what he's saying, and that's why it's good, that doesn't make any sense. Because the meal you had during the weekday can't be called the name of Shabbos. So maybe you can't tell me that the reason why you just do kiddush and rely on what you had beforehand, because that's called kiddush makom suda. You can't rely on what you had beforehand.
But the kiddush itself is an oneg. So
the kiddush is the kriya.
That's what.
And where's your oneg?
I thought that was the next opinion. She is not.
Please resist.
Later on, go with Rav Yossi, who said that if I did my kiddush at the end of the meal, and I now say that was my oinig.
He does.
That must be the other great
job.
Because if it's not the
case of a great is the et on Shabbos,
right?
So Mela, I had an oinig Shabbos.
Well,
this whole thing, this whole Rosh is talking about somebody who finished that shiur.
Right.
So where was your oinig Shabbos?
It wasn't.
Right. Why do you telling me that you bench and then do kiddush?
And that counts as.
And you're anyway,
you don't need answer?
No, you're going to have to eat after,
of course.
So why are you benching?
The whole meal.
Why? Contribute. You carry on eating and bench at the end.
That is.
So why are you benching?
Because you can. Because you, this opinion is you can control the mind. You can consider the suda that you had in the regular day as your suda.
That's impossible. How can
that? That's why the rush saying, I don't go with that.
Yeah, the rush saying, if that's his reason, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So let me call you up. The weekday meal transforms the Inish Shabbos.
Let's go out and do it in the brain machine. Do one bench and then
Kiddush and Elul.
Why do a benching at the breakfast?
They remove the little table and then they cut the big table.
So why bench? Make Kiddush and get on your meal.
Delineation between
Kolek. Rabbi Yisrael, you don't need that. Why bench? Okay, you don't know something else. Is it clear? The time before we move on to the Shai and the Shai.
It seems like the easiest thing for him to just have another Kazai and Kala.
I don't discuss it.
No, I'm saying without benching, have another Kazai and then he can bench and just make Kiddush afterwards. And
okay.
Resolve everything. Now make a meal.
Continue. And also the dessert thing, don't make Kiddush first. Just have an avik desire, and then you eat on Shabbos, and then you commence, and then you get a kiddush.
Yeah,
because it comes very easy, so you can do it that way.
Yeah.
Huh? Who suggested? Rosh. Don't know. We've spoken about a case where somebody did not eat anything on Shabbos. What the Rosh is saying, make kiddush and continue the meal. Yeah.
The case was we've washed.
You've washed. Most of our Australians
have died after.
Yeah, but the rest of the can just make a mighty.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you say continue the meal and then the kiddush afterwards?
That's how you understood that, Missy. Maybe you're right, maybe I misunderstood it. So it's well to Kiddush. I've got the most you die. Even though you wash my machine, you can still do it. So he is asking that the way we learn, you should first do Kiddush and then oh, very good. That's a cup because that's how we pass him. He's talking about halakha l'maisa. We pass him like Shmuel. You're not allowed to eat after night. You have to be very smart. So that's how we pass him. But the question is, the Rif was telling us what to do.
The Rif was saying it was a Kiddush. We're talking not about this case and we were passing only Rabbi.
Right. So for either us, it's not true. Even in that case, you wouldn't pass that Rif.
The question
of the Rif was not why the Gemara brought it. The Rif wasn't asking us a question. The Rif was telling us that despite the fact it's not a Ge'el Halacha, I've got the case when it isn't a Ge'el Halacha. Which case? When the Mos Ben Hashmoshes, then you make Kiddush, then you wash the Ma'akrinim. In that case, says the Rif, you have to bench first.
I thought he was saying, I'm forced to stay in the situation finished, but we're going
to have another
Rabbi Yochanan.
That's the reason
why
I'm being
brought
again.
Why do you
think Yitzchak?
Why do I care
if it's just for that? Why are you referencing that? The Rif is telling us, why is bringing it? Why is the Rif bringing us this Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan, which isn't relevant?
Why is the Rif or why the Gemara?
Why is the Rif? The Gemara is able to bring prices, that's fine. Why is the Rif bringing this? He's saying, even though it's Ischem Halacha, I'm bringing it because it's Nagea in one case. I'm bringing it, the Rif. I'm bringing it because it's Nagea in one case. Which case? In this case, Venus Rosh. So the Rosh is not true. It's not even Nagea then. Because since you're going to have to eat straight away afterwards, because you need kids more, so they're going to have to eat straight away afterwards. So if not Negea, even then you'll have to make Kiddush and eat and then bench afterwards. Right? Dr. Rishai Mitrani is a very popular Rishon cited by the Rosh very often. He's called Piskei HaRish. Piskei HaRish is Rabbi Shai Mitrani, one of Rishonim. Piskei HaRish. Rabbi Shai Mitrani, so you wrote a sefer of Tzokin. Piskei HaRish. I'm talking about the Rish. So Rabbi Shai Mitrani calls out
Rid or Rich?
Rid. His name is Rabbi Shai Mitrani, but he's called Piskei HaRish. Right? Why is a good question. Rav Shaim Hashani, Kotav, Vada'i Lev Yaiti, Tom Agrimus Sudosoi. If Yaiti says that you can continue eating, Umati Lechov and Ishtos Kodim Kiddush, and he allows you to drink before Kiddush, eat and drink before Kiddush, busy day. Vokim Bechaz Amotin Kodim Kiddush. Abada, the Gemara is right, do Bechaz Amotin first, because you'll have to drink before Kiddush. But Avon Shmuel, comes to Shmuel and told us. The Matzik, the Hashtag, but he says, Mapo, Shmuel told us once to come to Bina Shmoshes. Even in the middle of a meal, you're not allowed to continue eating. Then Shmuel told us once that Shabbos is forbidden to drink. So, and he forbade us to continue eating and drinking for kiddush in chain. How can you ever drink the cup of the Beit HaMikdash in chain in kiddush? Right, that was the spot that Jesus said, Medas Haram, Medas Yehuda, that you're not allowed to drink before Kiddush. To Mela, according to Rabbeinu, according to Pishkir, is if you're like Shmuel, what happens if you're in the middle of a meal and it comes night? What do you do?
Pour some out.
You're not allowed to continue eating. After what they're supposed to make Kiddush, you're not allowed to continue eating. So according to that, that day's been finished. What's been Manachim? That's what we're saying. Bench person and do kiddush. No. How are you able to drink the cup of the verses of the verses of According to Shmuel, you're not allowed to drink after night. How are you able to drink the cup of the verses of the So you have to do kiddush first. You have to do kiddush first, right? And then bench. And so even if it's according to Shmuel, you're going to have to do kiddush first. So there's two reasons, says Rosh, why the rift is wrong. Two reasons. Number one, that since you're anyway going to have to eat after your kiddush, so why bench? And number two, if you can't bench before kiddush, because you won't be able to drink the cup of the birth of the mother. So two reasons. For many, he says, he ends off, the fire is staying chilog, there's no difference between goma, kaitim chasheikha, or being loy goma. There's no difference if you finish at naf or after naf. It doesn't make a difference. First map loylom, first map of Makadish. You always first map of Makadish. I want to just be in the second first and then we'll take a
question.
I want to be in the second first with all due respect. I want to be in the second to make sure we understand what's going on. There is all that. That there's a machlik is a beauty and a beauty, which surely is not relevant. Because we can't like Shmuel. That means Rabbi Yehuda told us if it comes in the middle of a meal, you have to break up your meal with Birz Lamot. Rabbi Yehuda told us you can continue eating and bench afterwards. And make kiddush afterwards. So it's not relevant. It's all irrelevant. Because we paskin something in between. We paskin that you just make kiddush in the middle of the meal and you bench afterwards. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So the whole thing is not relevant. Says the Rifa is relevant with one point. Come Ben Ashmoshes, you finished eating, and now you've got to top up, you do Kiddush first, or Birth of the Muslim first, you have to do Birth of the Muslim first, not Kiddush first. Right? That's what the Rifa told us. Why? Because it's passing over Yehuda. Shmuel's not in a get here. Because Shmuel's told us, that in a Shmuel, if you're in the middle of the meal, you do Kiddush first, says the Rifa's not in a get. Because that's only if you're in the middle of the meal, but you're finished eating already. So in that case, then Shmuel's not again. So we're back to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, and we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Rosh, I disagree with you on two counts. Let's say the second one first. Shmuel is a gear. Shmuel told us that Purit Mapo Makadish in the middle of your meal is a gear even if you finish the Benish Rosh. Because in the words of Shmuel implies it's forbidden to eat after nightfall without a kiddush. Forbidden to eat without a kiddush. So in this situation when I get to my Birchas HaMozon, I can't do Birchas HaMozon first. Because if I do Birchas HaMozon first, I won't be able to drink the kai. Because Shmuel tells me it's forbidden to drink after nightfall. So you're going to have to do kiddush first. So even in this case, you're going to have to do kiddush first, because otherwise you're stuck. What are you going to do with your cup? Right? That's the second time. It's just direct clash with the Rif. The Rif was saying that I've got a case where Shmuel's case is not Negea, and that is when you finish eating at night. Since the picture is, it is Negea. It's still Negea. Because comes nightfall, Shmuel told us, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to drink. So how are you going to do better than the mother? On a case? How are you going to drink the case? You can't drink it. It's already night. So you're going to have to make kiddush first. So you have to do kiddush first. That's one time, the second time. First time it was, even according to you, there is. What are you going to do? You're going to do better than the mother than kiddush. You're going to have to eat afterwards, because the kiddush is not considered. in Sudiyet beforehand, that can't be called Suda. That's a Suda of Wite. That can't be called Suda. So when your kids smoke the Suda, you're going to have to eat afterwards. If you're going to have to eat afterwards, then you might as well just make Kiddush now, eat now, and bench afterwards, and avoid an exhibit of the Muslim for no reason. So Mela, on both counts, he says that the Rif is very difficult to understand, and Allah Ma'isa, the Rosh Falcon, in such a case, you would make Kiddush first, continue eating something, and then do Birch the Muslim. I might see it. Right.
Kiddush first. Could hold you weight on the coast.
On the here when you started. Kiddush first. I might see
it. It seems like Shmuel Kessel, the person finished eating, and it's Shabbat. Okay. Do Kiddush, have to eat my Shabbos meal. And have your Shabbos meal and then join the meal.
Right. That's what Rosh is saying, should it? Yeah.
So it does make sense. Whether you finish eating, the person finish eating it, finish what's up, or whether it came upon him and he was going to be continuing anyway. The fact that he's finished eating and it's just a Shabbos now. Oh, I have to eat the meal anyway. Don't finish them. On all counts.
Right.
It would never be proper in Shmuel's world to say this.
Right. That's all the Rosh says. The Rif says none of them. The Rosh arguing on the Rif and saying, whatever happens, whether you're in the middle of the meal or not in the middle of the meal, you would first make Kiddush and then bet. Kiddush, eat, bet.
There is opinion that says Kiddush, bench, wash again, multi again, and eat your Shabbos meal now.
Well, some are not.
You have to bench with them. You have to eat a Shabbos meal, don't you?
So you might as well not bench now.
No, but the opinion that says Kiddush, bench. Wash, eat your Shabbos meal.
No, there is no such opinion. There's other opinion. The Rif was saying you bench Kiddush. Not Kiddush bench.
Bench, Kiddush.
And then doesn't say, the Rif doesn't say, that's the question on the Rif. That's the Rosh question on the Rif. You're going to have to eat afterwards. Right? So what should you do? So now you have to know how to answer the Rif. So that's what the Rosh's question was on the Rif. Bench? Kiddush? You have to eat afterwards. You might as well do Kiddush. Is it a bench? Kiddush of this.
Wash.
Right. So that was the question on the Rif.
Wash for the new Rosh.
You have to wash in your amitzvah.
No. And then
no. You have to make in your amitzvah and then you have to wash. Then you have to wash after you get out of your hands.
You can wait on the coast.
From your hands, from the food.
You can hold that you hold off on the drinking the coast for breakfast on Muslim. The later.
Yeah, that could be a possibility.
That's kind of like the silver bullet.
Yeah, that could be a possibility. An answer could be a possibility.
That's a great question. Would you not wash before bread?
Before most of this is at time, you did watch for your original Moshe.
There's a reason why the Shmuel was mastered on us being voiced by God and then being Kiddush. He said maybe he was concerned that people being Kiddush used to carry on. But I don't really have that concern anymore.
Understand, the Shmuel made a rule. So come night, you're not allowed to eat. Why he made that rule, whatever the reason was, that's it.
That would then mean why the Rif was saying, it's not a problem for you to bench now. Even drink your post now. Because I'm not going to, the whole reason was because I wanted you to make it. I'm just going to eat before kids or anything like that.
Yeah, you could say that I personally don't like putting our own svaras into what the Chazal were the ones who said them. We don't know why Shmuel said what he said. We made that up. And we don't know that Shmuel said that in this situation could be different. So it's just pure guesswork, conjecture, which doesn't really speak to me too much.
Can I ask one more question regarding the aspect where we said there's a problem if you make your Shabbos meal drunk first, because when you're going to do this first, before Kiddush, right, you have to be supposed to drink it.
Right.
So what if we have two people, since we have a Mishuman over here, we have one person doing the Shabbos meal drunk, he's holding the cup, and he's going to make the one try to get them out of it in a minute. But once we're done with benching, before his rough of the tradition, I will now make Kiddush.
and we don't see that. And after I make kiddush, if he goes to everybody, he's not going to make it. Why should we do that?
Just an aspect.
What's that?
Somebody else is going to make this. I'm going to be yaitz through that kiddush, right?
Yeah.
So that's aspect. So I'm listening to somebody's kiddush. Be yaitz, shmei kareina. It's a difference if I stay or if I'm listening to it.
It's not concerned for a hefty.
There's a din that you have to drink the wine straight after the bitsamos. Not be involved in something else beforehand. And that's what you're doing. What's the difference between stay the kid is? That's what Tetzah holds. Yeah. That's what the Rosh here, the Fiskerit holding. Fiskerit holding the answer. Maybe there is Havi, don't you?
You hold it the whole time while he's
doing
the kiddush.
I'm dreaming about, I don't know what. It's a hashtag between the finishing the bestamos and then drinking a cup of wine. It's places and the rift hold and the fiskerit holds, you can't have the hashtag. So very good. We were able to learn quite an involved sugya, but quite a lively sugya. Baruch Hashem. There's much more to be said on it, but we're not going to be going to be stepping out too long on this sugya. There's another, the next part of the sugya we're going to be starting on Sunday, which is the sugya of Einoich, the mitzvahs, chavilas, chavilas, that you don't bundle mitzvahs together. We'll see why you don't and what the parameters of that are. That's mitzvah and sugya on Sunday, which starts from Amai, from the second line of the Omid, Amai, and finishes at the two dots at the bottom of the Omid. Right?
A person, if he has a mezuzah in his house,
it's a miniature. We don't pass in that Zalach. We pass in 20 minutes. We pass in 20 minutes.
We see how kosher it is.
But it is only a minute. So there is only a minute. It's a light minute, but it's only a minute.
So I do think in the sense that we pass some halachas based on it.
Even if you're going to make birchzal and other non-kosher, definitely in the time of Chazal, that's what they used to do. If they do, then you have to know which stages to do it. But, yeah. So, from my mind to the two dots. Yeah, it does end off with a little thought. It says in this passage, we trapped him minchas chadasha Hashem. Right? So this is when we're makir the minchas chadasha. Chag Shavuos. So the Torah never says Chag Shavuos or the Chag of Matan Torah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. So where's the remez for it? Minchas chadasha. Chadasha is the ilam yir beinecha kachadoshim. The Torah is like meant to be oyur adam eina. Hayoyim should be like today, every day is like a new day in that form. The Torah's meram is that hikaf minchas chadasha l'Hashem zu matan chag matan Torah. So the Yaka asks, why is there any remez? Why is there not the first in the Torah when it was? So the Yaka says something very interesting, that the Torah wants to be meram to us. There is no, of course there was a day when we got the Torah, but Bikaron, this should be every single day. Every single day it should be chadasha. Every single day a person should be connected to the Torah. Today you got it like they learn in Chazal. Therefore the Torah doesn't want to say, oh, here's a day when we celebrate the giving of the Torah. No. Every day when a person sits down and learns and digs in his learning, tries to work it out, that his Chag Matan Torah. And maybe there is no, in fact, viewing that's written in this culture.
Thank you.